Thanks so much for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart.
I am Bill Wolf, married to Allison Stewart.
Yeah, you are a very supportive husband. You listen to the show, you offer advice, but now you're in the jungle, baby.
Yeah.
You're in the thick of it.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
You know what happened? You know what happens about this time.
I believe I do.
It's the time we take a look at some of the news snippets, the bits and bytes that always get our attention.
R-A-M-B-L-I-N, apostrophe, rambling.
Let's go. Rachel Martin always joined us as well. You in, Rachel?
Hi, guys. I'm in.
Oh, okay. You're first, Bill.
Me first? All right. I said it couldn't be done. I was wrong. Mike Huckabee, with the possible exception of Representative Loretta Sanchez, issued the first truly controversial Christmas greeting of this season. Let's listen to the greeting, and then I'll tell you why I was so wrong about it.
Are you about worn out of all the television commercials you've been seeing? Mostly about politics. I don't blame you. At this time of year, sometimes it's nice to pull aside from all of that and just remember that what really matters is the celebration of the birth of Christ and being with our family and our friends. I hope that you and your family will have a magnificent Christmas season.
I think Bill's crying.
Well, I'm just saying.
All of us,
a little tear, aren't you?
And Merry Christmas.
I am.
I'm Mike Huckabee.
I
approve this message.
I bet you did. Silent Night gets to me every time, and I'm not really exactly
it's my
his audience.
Favorite Christmas carol.
Exactly, and I said there's no one can. This is a genius move because no one can criticize Merry Christmas or Silent Night. I was wrong. Who do you think criticized it? Ron Paul, that's who. He was on Fox News yesterday, the great Ron Paul, and he quoted Sinclair Lewis about that ad saying, quote, "When fascism comes to this country, it will be wrapped in a flag carrying a cross," end quote. Okay, Ron, you win.
Okay.
Now leave me.
He'll
don't tread on me.
Don't
tread on me.
Find a way to do it.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Okay, my story is about the war on Christmas, but not O'Reilly style.
Hmm.
Santa, it's rough out there for a Santa right now. First, in Brazil, drug traffickers opened fire on a helicopter carrying a Santa Claus to a local town Christmas party. They mistook it for a police helicopter. The bad guys put two bullet holes in the chopper's side. The good news, it landed safely. Santa made it in time to deliver the presents to the local kids.
That's happens
horrible.
More than you think it does.
Okay. Back here in the States, this might happen more than you think it does. A Santa in Danbury, Connecticut, had a lady arrested for allegedly groping him when she was sitting on his lap asking for presents, I guess. Santa said the woman got a little too friendly. Why are you making a face?
He complained about this?
I know. This is the part I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he complained to a security officer. He's an older gentleman.
Again, he complained about this?
Now, here's my favorite part. They actually caught the woman and charged her with sexual assault and breach of peace. That's not my favorite part. The way they found her, the lady was on crutches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
the groper on crutches down by the KB Toys. Could you grab her?
Yeah. Well, she joins the ranks of the world's stupidest criminals.
Possibly.
Yeah. And most desperate.
Rachel, what do you have?
Speaking of desperate, if you're feeling hesitant about buying your kids toys made in China this year, apparently you're not alone. Even Chinese parents, they are so desperate to find safe products for their children, they're buying toys made in Japan and other countries. So, I know. Bill brought this to our attention the other day. I mean, parents in China say they're willing to pay about 40 to 50% more for foreign-made toys. One Chinese mother said she only shops for her daughter in big department stores. She can only assume most of the expensive toys are foreign brands and are guaranteed to have better quality. This is bad news for China.
That's when you know you have a problem.
Well, the other thing is, if they know it, what are we doing buying the toys?
I'm telling you.
We got low standards.
Yeah, apparently.
All right, you finish us up, Bill.
Well, I'd be glad to. It's all about Pete Rose. You know Pete Rose. Gambled on baseball, played for the Cincinnati Reds, banned for life. Well, now he is taking the high horse against all these steroid guys. He said that the performance-enhancing drug guys are, quote, making a mockery of baseball. Pete Rose.
Huh?
He said, I never thought anybody would make me look like an altar boy. Well, I got news. Nobody has. Okay? And nobody ever will. He said, I've been suspended 18 years for betting on my own team to win. I was wrong. But these guys today, if the allegations are true, they're making a mockery of the game. This is the man who every year goes to Cooperstown, New York during the hallowed Hall of Fame celebration and signs autographs for money two doors down.
Because he can't even go near.
He's not allowed anywhere near baseball because he bet on the game, because betting on the game is the worst thing you can do because it impugns the integrity of the competition, Allison.
Thus making a mockery of the game.
Exactly.
Pete. Shh. Pete Rose. Mr. Rose. Shh. Inside voices on this, right?
Pete, just keep it to yourself.
Settle down. Yeah. All right, Rachel, Bill, I think we've come to the end of it. We finished up.
So sad.
The ramble. There'll be another one tomorrow, honey.
Okay, good.
It's okay.
Okay.